The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
My name's Aiden. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Hooks.
That shop there is Shaley Auction Little.
That's a soul?
Yeah.
Hi, boss. The new guy's here to see you. What you reading? Another letter from that damn preacher again?
It's the fifth cease and desist he sent me this week. You know who I am?
Yes, sir. You're Tommy Arkell.
Yeah, well, from now on, you call me boss. To a guy like Jawbone, you're just a wrench.
I'm Julie. This grumpy alien here is Proc. So you're the new chief, then?
Maintenance chief, yes.
We're only here to keep everything working.
Oh.
Whatever else you see, you pretend you don't.
It all seems very complicated.
No, what's complicated is a bespectacled alien married to the head whore and the child they have together.
The casino does seem a bit overwhelming.
No, not the casino. The body.
What body?
This one.
Oh, you went to SOL, didn't you?
This is the Rose model. My name is actually Roberts.
It's been nice meeting you. I've really got to get to the whorehouse now.
When are you going to fix this place up? I've been waiting weeks. Sex, it makes you sweaty enough on its own. You know, you look tense. Why don't you come back to room 3 with me? I'll start you a tab.
This guy is paying for sex?
This is a whorehouse, honey.
Ha ha.
You're a cop?
Take a look at the badge.
You know, I should go.
Don't you move, wretch. You're in trouble, too.
No.
You're not the only one with distractions.
A gun? Oh, we don't need guns here.
You want to play it that way, Devi? Fine.
Take cover behind the desk, wrench. Help will be here soon.
In your dreams.
Some first day this has turned out to be.
Welcome to the Kingery, kid.
Hey, Jawbone. Boss didn't say to be gunfighting today, did he?
No. No, Bull. Boss didn't say anything about that. Major!
Yeah, Jawbone.
Me and Bull are gonna crack some skulls. You in?
Yeah, sure.
Keep an eye on Bull. Don't let him get carried away.
Oh, come on.
I ain't listening, Bull. Let's go. You okay? Whoa, whoa, whoa! All right, everybody, take it easy.
I don't see no skulls to crack except this wrench here and a couple of girls.
Don't hurt me. I didn't do anything. I'm Hooks. I'm the new maintenance chief. I mean wrench.
Damn it, Jawbone. Take this guy out.
Dear God.
Not that guy. The other one.
What other one? There's just the girl.
Yeah, the girl. Whatever.
Hey, watch it. You almost hit me that time.
You're trapped, Roberts. Give it up.
You're coming with me, Devi, whether you like it or not. How many years do you want to add to your sentence by resisting arrest?
It's 4-1, Roberts. I like those odds.
The law is still on my side, Devi. Surrender, and I'll go easy on you. Come on.
All right, that's enough. I can't take it anymore.
Get down, wrench.
No, look, my hands are up. I don't have a gun. You won't shoot me. I'm just, I'm just going to move over toward the door now.
Hey, watch it. Get off my dress. Get off me. My gun.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Damn it. Devi, come on. Shooting a defenseless man or woman, it's not your style. Look, I'm unarmed. Now it's your turn.
You know what? You're right. It is my turn.
Holy shit,
Major.
I just wanted to make a good impression on my first day. I wanted to meet new and interesting people and make friends.
Wrench?
Why does she get to kill somebody? I never get to kill anybody.
Can it, Bull? Boss ain't gonna like this, Devi.
Yeah, I know. It's just... Roberts has been after me for years.
Hold up now. That was Roberts? I mean, that was the Roberts?
Yeah, and a Rose model from SOL, if you can believe that.
So you killed the model? That means he ain't really dead.
Not yet, anyway.
Debbie, he's a cop. You kill cops, the boss gets real mad. Real mad, Debbie.
Yeah, I know that. I'm sorry. Except I'm not.
Bull, Major, get out of here. You didn't see nothing.
Yeah, all right.
You got a job on.
Debbie, the boss can't know nothing about this. We gotta get rid of Roberts for good. You don't say nothing to nobody. Just take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Hey, you. Wrench.
Huh?
What's your name again?
Well, ma'am. Miss, it's Hook.
My eyes are up here, Hook.
Yes, they most certainly are.
Hooks, I need you to go back to maintenance and get Proc. Now.
He's the one with the,
the tentacles. Yes, that one.
Right, yes. Right away, ma'am.
It's Debbie.
Yes, Debbie. Should I bring him here?
No. Just tell him to be here. Go find something to fix. Now.
Yes, Debbie.
This ain't gonna be a problem, is it?
I'll take care of it. Just get out. You make the girls nervous.
I'll be back to make sure.
No. I'll tell you when it's done.
You better.
I am pleased that you are in, Mr. Arkell. We have much to discuss.
I think I would have to respectfully disagree, Mr. Shepard. But please, have a seat.
I hope that you have received my letters.
All 5 of them.
So then, you must understand my position, Mr. Arkell.
Please, call me Tommy.
Tommy, then.
Adam. I see no reason why we can't be on friendly terms.
I'm relieved to hear you say that, sir.
I just feel that we have a bit of a misunderstanding here. You see, the Kingery stands on some land. My land.
But, sir, the land is not yours or mine. It belongs to God, sir.
As far as I know, Adam, God doesn't pay taxes. I, however, do. And so do you. And you were paying taxes for this land right here that we're sitting on, but you gave that up, didn't you? Look, no one has to know about your little gambling problem. I understand. I've been in a bind or two myself over the years. Now, I may do a lot of things the law doesn't agree with, but I'm legal as far as this particular land is concerned.
God will not stand for this, sir. I hope that we might find an equitable solution where I might be able to buy the land back from you at some point in time.
Adam, you couldn't pay me enough for this land. I think God saw things on my side for once. Now, I suggest you run along back to your little chapel before somebody in that congregation of yours finds out what their esteemed leader likes to do in his spare time.
Are you threatening me?
Adam, please, I'm just trying to keep things friendly. I'll stay out of your business if you stay out of mine. It's a very simple arrangement that has served many of my business colleagues very well over the years.
Any man who is not led by the word of God will eventually falter. And you can be sure that I will be watching when that happens. I know what goes on here, sir.
Do you? It's a big place. Sometimes it's hard to know what's going on around here. Sometimes my boys, they get ideas. They can be hard to control sometimes, if you get my meaning. Go back home, preacher. Have some dinner. Try to relax.
Good day, Mr. Arkell.
What an outrageous Table for two. Right this way. Yes, please. Follow him. Thank you. Why, Mr. Shepherd, what a surprise to see you here, sir.
Regina, that is, can we talk?
Of course. Adam, just hold on. Sarah, would you please watch the front for me for a few minutes?
Sure, Regina.
Thanks, Sarah. Now, Mr. Shepherd, we are aware of your dietary needs, but of course we can discuss them. In the kitchen.
Hi, folks. It'll be a few minutes' wait. Just have a seat.
Not here. This way. The pantry's as good a place as any. And I know it's not bugged.
How do you know?
Because the boss has a few meetings back here, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I see.
So, how'd it go? Did you talk to him about the land?
Yes, I talked to him. But he's not interested in what I have to say.
Let me guess. You probably said something about how God wasn't happy with what he was doing.
Well, yes, I probably did mention it.
Look, Adam, I know you mean well and all, but the only reason I'm helping you is because the family has gotten way too powerful. I'm not going to join you on some holy crusade, and I'm pretty sure no one else is either.
Well, what do you suggest then?
You're going to have to find a way to appeal to what's important to him. The boss cares about money and power, and he's not going to move the kingery. Don't be foolish.
He threatened me. He said he would tell the parishioners about my misdeeds.
Huh. The easiest way to get around that is to not have any misdeeds. Just don't go to the casino anymore, Adam. Not even at 3 a.m. when you think no one's going to be there. And don't play poker with Mr. Arkell anymore.
I don't think I'm able to think clearly right now.
It's okay. Go back to your church, Adam. Find your peace. Not everyone can so easily. Think this over. You'll come up with something. I have faith in you.
And God has faith in you, Regina.
Whether he does or he doesn't is not my business right now. And if I hear of anything, I'll get a message to you, okay?
All right.
So as you can see, Mr. Shepherd, our dishes can indeed be altered to serve your needs.
Thank you, Regina. My curiosity has definitely been satisfied.
Good night, Mr. Shepherd. Thank you, Sarah. I'll take over from here.
No problem, Regina.
Welcome. Table for three, right this way.
Fix the pipes, he says. More like replace the entire plumbing system.
I am missing the table ball game as we speak.
Come on, Proc. Let's face it. There's no way to fix this mess quickly.
Oh, this is completely misanthropic.
I don't think that's what misanthropic means.
You should know. You're the native speaker here.
Come to think of it, what is your native language?
It is unpronounceable by the human vocal cords.
Of course it is. There, I've got it.
Is it fixed? Can we watch the table ball game now?
No, I just managed to turn off the water so that we could get to work.
Ugh.
Yeah, give me that wrench.
You could be nicer about it. And you could tell me what you want me to get for you.
Proc, I said give me that wrench, not give me that wrench.
Oh,
sheesh.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I will not worry.
Uh-huh. Good.
Hey, Asa.
Hiya, Tithia. Now, Missy, it's early. Shouldn't you be in your classes or doing something the kids your age ought to be doing?
Yes and no. I do usually have class now, but we were told to go study for exams.
You sure got a funny way of studying. You know, if you don't study, you end up like me. Wandering around where you don't belong.
What? But you do belong here. The Kingery wouldn't be the same without you.
Nah, guess not. How you folks doing?
The same. Boring. And they don't listen to me, so I don't listen to them.
Now, your folks work hard here. Not everybody's as lucky as you. Opportunities. Some folks got them. Some folks got to live what they get.
Yeah. Could you maybe help me with my math homework tonight?
I don't know. I never met a math problem I couldn't have solved, but...
Please?
Yeah, I can help you. But you're doing the problems all by yourself 100% this time.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
All right. I just don't want to look stupid when I get them wrong.
Tithia, you'd have to go far out of your way to look stupid.
Well, thank you for saying so.
But I have to say, there's a prize for me helping you.
What?
Well, not a price exactly. It's just I do my best thinking with a cup of coffee. And you'd do a good job studying if there was plenty of room to put your MacBooks and pencils and papers.
All right. The cafe does.
Why, what a good idea that is. The cafe would be a nice place to study. See? You're plenty smart.
All right. Let's go. I want to be done before dinner.
That's a girl. Don't want your family wondering where you are.
Yeah, that's the last thing I need right now. Mom's a pain as it is.
Yeah. Everybody says that about their folks. You'll be appreciating the concern later.
Yeah, well, when's later?
You're a saucy girl. Know that?
Yeah, I know. You tell me every day.
Well, let's get going. Coffee's getting cold. Somewhere. I'm sure.
All right.
Croc? Julie? Where are they? The pipes, the restaurant, the women's bathroom. That's right. Yeah. Where's the women's bathroom? Excuse me. Where's the women's bathroom?
Ew, I'm not telling you.
Get lost, you creep.
No. I'm the maintenance chief. There's something wrong with the pipes.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were another homeless guy. Yeah, it's right around the corner. Over there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
What the?
I'm not supposed to be in here. Avert your eyes. Oh, it's you.
Hey, boss.
Don't call me boss. Just Hook.
Jeez, sorry. Okay. Hey, Hook.
I'm sorry, but Proc needs to come with me right now. I mean, no, he doesn't. He needs to go see Devi in the... where she works. Now.
Is my wife all right?
Yes, she is. She just needs to speak with you. Immediately. I'll help Julie finish up here. Just go. Go.
All right. I'm on my way. He thinks he can just order me around all day. First table ball, mount this.
Sounds important, whatever it is.
Well, it's just, don't ask.
I certainly wasn't about to. I've worked here for a while. Long enough, you might say.
Oh.
So, you want to hand me that wrench?
Yeah, sure. Here.
It's always the same thing. We get a new boss, and everything changes. He thinks he can do whatever he wants and just push around the little guys. Well, I have copious knowledge about this station, and you can't hire anyone with that kind of knowledge these days now, can you? No. When is it my turn?
Finally.
What do you mean, finally? I was just notified that you wanted to see me. I came here at once.
Shut the door.
What did you need, my dear?
I need your help.
But of course, my dear.
I need you to sneak into SOL and interrupt a transfer.
A transfer? Whatever for?
2 hours ago, an SOL model expired. I need you to interrupt the transfer back into the original body.
But that will occur naturally over the next several hours, won't it?
Yes, that's why I need you to interrupt it.
But interrupting a transfer will keep the original body in a vegetative state without its consciousness. Oh my, that's what you want, isn't it?
Yes.
I see. But why would you
Proc,
want...
Proc, this is a matter of life and death. For you, for Tithia, for me. Do you like having a family? Do you enjoy watching our daughter grow up?
Well, yes, my dear Debbie. Of course.
Then you'll do it. Now.
I see. All right. The Soul facility will still be open for the next several hours. I won't be able to sneak in exactly.
Can you interrupt their power supply from a different location?
Yes, I can. There's a scheduled diagnostic in an hour. During that time, I could interrupt the power supply, and when they call for service, well, I will spare you the specifics.
The only specifics I need is that you're going to do it.
I shall.
Good.
On the next, the Kingery.
There's no one like me. I don't think that anyone expected there could be someone like me, you know?
You said you'd send me word if you heard anything, and you haven't. That's why I'm worried.
God's sake.
Don't bless me. My very soul is bankrupt.
All right.
I was just seeing what lights I needed to replace. The boss reported some complaints about the lighting in here.
I have work to do.
What's the matter? What happened at the restaurant?
Would it be strange or wrong if...
Leave it alone, Hook. Asking those kinds of questions, just not a good idea.
That one's a real looker.
I could find her lots of work.
Look at that.
Have you ever tried it?
Oh!
Nothing like it to make you feel like someone new and different and exciting.
I imagine everyone must do that. Just switch sexes. But just thinking about it makes it feel kind of wicked.
Okay, here she goes in.
This is a perversion of this facility.
What difference does it make to you what we did to her? You didn't even know her.
That does not make it ethical, Debbie.
Do you think I give a damn about whether it's right or not, or for your opinion about any of it? Do you?
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Kingery, Episode 2, High Society. Featuring the voice talents of David Alexander McDonald as Bull, Chip Joel as Jawbone, M. Sierra Garcia as Major, Harry Whittle as Hooks, Lexi Rawl as Debbie, Dragonblink as the Rose Body Model, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Michael McCaskill as Adam Shepard, Jane Parrish as Regina, Susan Bridges as Sarah, Sue Jenkins as Julie, James Rossi as Proc, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Carl Glassmeyer as Asa, Fiona Thrale as Girl 1, and Alex Verona as Girl 2. Written by Susan Bridges, story by Jeffrey Bridges, with Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Schur. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald, directed by Seth Adam Schur, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2007 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2007, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.